Over the last 2 years, the Alaska LNG project bought about 630 acres of land in Nikiski on the Kenai Peninsula. That's where the state and its partners hoped to build a giant natural gas liquefaction plant, and several homes were razed. But now the project's future is uncertain, and so is the fate of that land. Those left behind in Nikiski aren't sure what the community will look like going forward. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
Bill Warren's house is tucked into the trees near a bend in the Kenai Spur Highway. It's easy to miss. I made a wrong turn when I went to visit him and ended up just one driveway south on land owned by the Alaska LNG Project, LLC. The lot is vacant and papered with no trespassing signs. There used to be a house there.
They tore it down. I built it, and my mother lived in it.
Warren is one of the holdouts in this neighborhood. They're among the many residents of this small, unincorporated community whose properties butt up against land owned by the Alaska LNG Project. But for whatever reason, they refused to sell. Since 2014, the state's three oil company partners in the Alaska LNG Project, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, bought nearly 150 parcels of land in Nikiski. The area could eventually house a massive plant where North Slope natural gas could be processed and then exported. But for now, all of that's on hold. On some of the land, the companies tore down the houses, but it's not clear when or if the promised project will replace them, and Warren is not happy.
Well, they ruined us. I always call us a village. We were a bona fide village out here with people and businesses. And they just cut a swath through here, cut 600 acres out, tore the houses down, and then left us. And I don't like it.
Warren has been in Nikiski since 1969, and he's no stranger to industrial development. Just to the north of his home, the ConocoPhillips and Agrium docks jut out into the inlet. There's a tank farm nearby. Helicopters regularly hug the shoreline and fly along the bluff in front of his property. He shows me a cabin he built using money from Exxon, paid to him in exchange for putting a road through a thicket of his trees.
We've been working on it all summer, but it's a nice little, cute little place. It's not really, it's just kind of a, there's the outdoor toilet there.
What a view.
There are no trees blocking his panorama of the Cook Inlet, just a mind-boggling expanse of sky and water. The Redoubt volcano looms on the horizon, and, of course, there are the offshore platforms.
There's many of them. It's a little foggy, but there's one right over there off the point.
Warren's a welder. He helped build a lot of the infrastructure in Nikiski, and all of that infrastructure is one of the reasons the Alaska LNG partners chose Nikiski as the end of the line for North Slope natural gas. But with low oil and gas prices challenging the economics of the mega project, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips announced that they wouldn't invest in the next stage of the project. Now, on the Kenai Peninsula, the workers taking soil samples and testing the water are gone, and the project has shut down its land purchase office. The state's taken over, but details on that transition are hard to come by. Warren says he got a letter in September from the company handling the land purchases for the project. It said they were suspending negotiations, and that leaves people like him in limbo.
And it's left us where we don't really own our property. I mean, we do legally, but our plans, our hopes, our dreams, we can't act on because it's all on hold.
Those 630 acres in Nikiski are a linchpin of the state's plans to take over the project. If the state wants to move forward with permitting the project, the federal government requires that it have access to that land. Larry Persily is an oil and gas advisor to the Kenai Peninsula Borough.
You have to show you have a site, not just a site picked on a map, but you have to show that you have control of the land. Because without land, just like without a pipeline or without gas, without financing, you don't have a project.
Persily says the federal government doesn't care how the state works out the deal with the companies that currently own the land, either by buying it or signing a long-term lease, just that it does. But the state hasn't released any details about how it's going to do that, and it's not clear if the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation, which is heading up the state's effort, has the money to buy nearly $30 million worth of land. The corporation wouldn't make anyone available to talk about its plans. In a written statement, spokesperson Rosetta Alcantara said it is currently negotiating with the producers. and the lack of information has left residents frustrated. House Speaker Mike Chenault, a Republican whose district includes Nikiski, says the flurry of land buying in the area raised expectations in the community, expectations that now may not be met.
It's going to go forward. I've tried to explain to folks, they can go buy 600 acres of land, it's 20 million, you know, I don't know what the dollar amount, but it's $20 million or whatever. That's nothing compared to a $65 billion project.
For Warren, that hope has given away to frustration. And when he thinks about the future, he tends to get worked up. He's become a well-known fixture on the local morning talk radio circuit, calling in to complain about what the project has done to the community.
I'm fearless. What in the hell can they do to me? I'm 75 years old, and they can't withdraw me from work or anything, and I pay my taxes, so they got to listen somewhat.
Meanwhile, if the Alaska LNG project does go forward, it will need another 200 acres to piece together the site for its Nikiski plant. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.